Welcome to The Choice, episode 21, Correcting the Failures of the American Constitution, Our Germanic Origins, part 3. I'm Kurt Doolittle. As students of the empirical revolution, the agrarian revolution, the commercial revolution, and the Enlightenment, our American civilization was architected by the founders and designed upon the ancient European tradition of rule of law by the common law, which is the natural law. It was an experiment in the third way, one without the parasitism and corruption of the aristocracy or the church, and the burden of those of, quote, low character. They saw the Federation of States as a continuation of the European civilization, in particular the British naval and colonial version of the continental military and Holy Roman Empire of the German people, an alliance of states under government, but this time a middle class or producer's government. Now, natural law means unlimited tort or trespass. Tort or trespass requires individual sovereignty in one's property. Sovereignty requires rule of law, adversarial competition between a jury of peers, and this leaves nothing possible but market competition for individual and familial survival. And this market competition preserves natural selection, and the continuation of natural selection is just as responsible for Western exceptionalism as is our testimonial truth, evidentiary adversarial law, sovereignty, markets, and perhaps even more importantly, our market for different elites that we call trifunctionalism, the balance of power between the military, judicial, and faith elites. The initial problems. There were six great errors in the Constitution. One, unfortunately, the founders assumed those that followed them would also have a knowledge of natural law, the common law, and didn't include specifications for it in the Constitution. They only specified the organization of government as in an afterthought, frankly, some basic rights that they thought needed defending if they were going to empower a central state. So the foundation of Western civilization, of Anglo-civilization, of the American civilization as the natural law evolved under the common law, and those natural rights under that law were never stated. This is why it's been possible to undermine natural law and rule of law and to gradually impose positive law, meaning rule by man, eroding our civilization from within. Two. The common law did evolve prior to the development of mass media, and while it contained libel and slander and fraud, they had no concept of the use of social construction as we understand it that made false promises possible. In other words, freedom from physical, natural, and evolutionary laws, and therefore they had no defense against the process of using speech to bait people into hazard. They had no idea that the political scams of the scale were possible, and despite Gibbon's Rise and Fall being published, they could not envision that the Christian destruction of the ancient world could be repeated in pseudoscientific terms in the modern world. 3. They also, although it was a subject of great debate, used free speech instead of free truthful speech, because they didn't know how to specify truthful speech as we do now, and they didn't specifically prohibit seditious speech, using organized social construction of false promises to bait people into impossible hazards instead of just simply allying with enemies directly. They couldn't imagine that revolt could be created by the industrialization of lying about what was possible for people and governments to accomplish, because they didn't know how to write it into law, as we do now. They also used freedom of religion rather than freedom of Christian religion because they couldn't envision a world in which Darwin and the physical sciences had eviscerated the church's ability to use their own false promise to bait people into the hazard of religion. And even if they did, they had no conception of mindfulness and how to use an alternative to religion such as Stoicism instead to replace it. 5. They also failed to require judicial review prior to assent of legislation, and they failed to provide the return of legislative undesirability to the Congress, thereby putting the court in the position of being able to legislate and maybe necessary to legislate from the bench, which is how the left undermined our Constitution. 6. They failed, perhaps most subtly, by not persuading, even blackmailing if necessary, Washington or one of the other founders into taking the role of monarch, who, like present Elizabeth, is a judge of last resort and limits the fashions of the government the way the Senate was designed to limit the fashions of the population. This is the hardest pill of truth to swallow. that of prime ministers, presidents, and monarchies, the optimum is a monarchy, cabinet, and parliament, and the presidency the worst of all possible models. Whether Americans will tolerate a search for a weak monarch is an open question. The fact that anti-monarchical propaganda is obviously false and merely allows for alien people to conquer an ethnocentric nation and convert it to a corporation that can be exploited is not obvious through the fog of Enlightenment deceits. There were also two subsequent mistakes. One, the founders failed to explain English, British, German, and early European systems as corporations under which the monarchy executive was required to obtain approval from the shareholders, meaning investors or the jury, and that the purpose of multi-house government, multiple juries, was to require agreement between and to create a market for trades between the classes, preventing any class from usurping the others and thereby preserving markets in everything. So when Americans expanded the franchise to non-property owners and then women, without creating additional houses, they indirectly destroyed the entire purpose of participatory government, the power to deny power that had forced a market between the classes. 2. When the Darwinian evolution undermined the church and her traditional role as insurer of last resort and the false promise of Marxism and socialism were spread, the state failed to maintain separation of powers and separation of revenues between the coercive state and the caretaking or insurance previously provided by the church, exacerbating class conflict and effectively denying both sides minimum power distance in pursuit of their interest, setting up a conflict that had to take place in propaganda and deceit in the public forum rather than in political markets specifically designed to provide those with dissimilar interests the ability to cooperate by trades. Now, assuming we've functionally had 5 constitutions already, the Articles of Confederation, the First Constitution of a loose federation of states, the post-Civil War imperial constitution that imposed conquest upon the South, the Depression experiment with socialism, and the 1960s experimenting with cosmopolitanism, then we have, and I have, in our amendments, produced what is effectively a 6th Constitution of the United States that restores the original design as yet another European continent of loosely federated states under the natural law, unified only for the purposes of defense, debt capacity, dispute resolution, and trade. And in these, our amendments, we have repaired the 6 errors of the Constitution, as well as those errors that have crept in since. We have done so primarily because, 1, the 20th century experiments in integrating non-European peoples, even non-Protestant peoples, has been a failure, just as the experiment in extending our rule of law, democracy and markets and everything has been to others has been a failure, with the only exports that succeeded being our administrative, technological, and scientific innovations. 2. The European era of expansion and our accumulated intellectual, institutional, and technological advantages, other than our genetic and cultural advantage, has been distributed to the world in order to drag them out of primitivism. Superstition, ignorance, hard labor, poverty, starvation, disease, early death, endemic warfare, political failure, and the frequent victimization by nature. 3. And so we can no longer afford to absorb the costs of not only policing the world's patterns of finance and trade, but we can't afford to absorb the unfit into our civilization without following the Roman Empire into collapse for the same reasons. Dilution. The only thing that distinguishes the invasions of Rome because of the great migrations Rome made possible is that the barbarians among us fight with political weaponry of democracy and ideology of the left rather than Bronze Age and Iron Age weaponry. Even though, like the barbarians, it's the benefits of the civilization they destroy that they seek. So, welcome to our declaration of the next reconstruction of Western civilization. It will provide a renaissance, benefits to the middle, to our own bottom, and it will come at a high cost to the elites and their mercenaries who war against us by demographic, ideological, political, and financial means. Because those that came before us and those have yet to be, they beg us to defend them and our inheritance so that it can transfer to them. This is The Choice. I'm Kurt Doolittle. Thank you for listening.